Joe's Diner has delicious chili. Also delicious is the apple pie. A lot of people who worry about their grammar focus on little things, like whether it's wrong to use among and between interchangeably, or whether it's wrong to split an infinitive. That's understandable. This is how grammar has been pitched to us by every fussy relative and coworker since the dawn of fussiness. But to me, they miss the most important thing about grammar. It's not a minefield you have to tiptoe through to avoid stumbling into some catastrophically embarrassing error. It's about writing well. And while there are very few mistakes of the among versus between variety that you actually have to worry about, grammar can clue you in as to why that sentence about the apple pie is probably a bad call. Here's the sentence again. Also delicious is the apple pie. As an editor who works on articles by writers of different skill levels, I see stuff like this a lot. It's perfectly grammatical. There's nothing technically wrong with it. But if it sounds a little wrong to you, there's a reason. This grammatical structure just isn't used much in the top professional writing. The reason, and this is just one editor's opinion, the grammar itself is a clue that the writer really didn't have anything interesting to say. Let's look at the sentence inverted for a moment. The apple pie is also delicious. In this sentence, delicious is a predicate adjective. It's describing a noun, the pie, which is what adjectives do. But unlike in the delicious pie, where the adjective comes before the noun, in this it comes in the predicate portion of the sentence. The pie is delicious. Predicate adjectives are about that simple. They follow what are called linking verbs, usually verbs like is, are, or was, and those verbs point back to the subject. The pie is delicious. Now, often it's not adjectives but adverbs that come after verbs. The pie goes down deliciously. The wine finishes beautifully. The herd moved slowly. But because a linking verb points back to the noun in the beginning, an adjective follows, and the adjective modifies that noun. That's the idea of a predicate adjective. Now, in English, we often have the option to flip our sentences around. There's no rule that says we have to follow the exact word order in the pie is also delicious. We can flip that and say, also delicious is the pie. It's a good way to break up the monotony of a passage and to avoid repetitiveness. And that's exactly why it's a crutch. Real pros don't have to use grammar to dress up their information. Real pros have interesting information to begin with. Chef Joan makes the apple pie fresh daily with Granny Smith apples she hand-selects at her local farmer's market. If you're using the structure, also blank is blank, also fun is the zip line, also interesting is her second novel, also worth trying is the sushi, it's a red flag that you may not have much to say. The reader may not consciously notice the cues he's getting from your grammar, but anyone with a good eye for skilled professional writing may well get the sense that this wasn't written by someone in the top rungs of the business. When I'm editing, I often have to leave the structure in place because as the editor, I don't have anything substantive to replace it with. Gathering information was the writer's job. But if you're writing something of your own, and you notice a sentence structured this way, stop and ask yourself what you're trying to say, and see if there's anything more interesting to say instead.